With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a barrage of rockets has been fired from Lebanon into northern Israel hours after Israel carried out extensive airstrikes on southern Lebanon.
Cross-border attacks between Hezbollah and Israel continued this morning, hours after one of the most intense Israeli airstrikes on southern Lebanon in this conflict. This is a country still coming to terms with what happened in the unprecedented wave of explosions of pagers and walkie-talkies used by Hezbollah. The group's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, has vowed to punish Israel for the attacks that killed more than 30 people, injured 3,000 and caused chaos and panic. In Israel, the defense minister, Yoav Gallant, said battle plans for the border area had been approved amid concerns it could involve a ground invasion of southern Lebanon.
The BBC's Hugo Bachiga reporting from Beirut. The House has passed a bill to increase Secret Service protection for political candidates.
By a vote of 405-0, the House has approved a bill that arose from the two recent assassination attempts on former President Trump. It mandates that the director of the Secret Service use the same standards when assigning the number of agents to protect the president, vice president, and major party presidential and vice presidential candidates. Lawmakers are still debating whether the Secret Service needs more funding or more flexibility in making personnel assignments. Bob Agner reporting.
A paid passenger on an expedition to the Titanic with the company that owned the Titan submersible testified before a U.S. Coast Guard investigatory panel Friday that the mission he took part in was aborted due to an apparent mechanical failure. The Titan submersible imploded last year while on another trip to the Titanic wreckage site. On Wall Street, the Dow by 38 points, the Nasdaq dropped 65. This is SRN News. A Christian ministry reaches a big milestone.
1 billion pounds of food. That's how much the Society of St. Andrew has provided to the poor since its founding in 1979. The Methodist ministry says it recently reached that high water mark and is thanking all the volunteers and partners down through the decades that have made it possible. Spokesman Meg Spears Newsom tells the Christian Post, quote, Christians are called to love not just in words, but in deeds and in truth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fairview, Texas will fight plans by the Mormon Church to build a massive temple. The city council rejected the plan and in a unanimous vote this week. A lawsuit's likely to follow. Fairview's become the latest in a string of communities that say they don't want giant Mormon temples in residential areas. Similar battles have taken place in Bakersfield, California, Lone Mountain, Nevada, and Cody, Wyoming. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
A record-setting week for Wall Street closed on a quieter note. Stocks mostly pulled back from their highs hit during a worldwide rally the day before, even as the Dow edged up to another record. The S&P 500 fell 0.2%, but it still had its fifth winning week in the last sixth. The Dow eked out a gain of just 0.1%. The NASDAQ composite fell 0.4%. FedEx sank after its profit and revenue for the latest quarter fell short of expectations. Nikkei rose after naming a new CEO. The Dow was up 38 points today to close at 42,063. The NASDAQ lost 65 to 17,948. The S&P 500 dropped 11 to 5702. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.